He wants to become a millionaire. And what he's done, he's found a farmer down in Plains, Georgia, who's willing to sell him a little bit of dirt. And for a cubic inch of this dirt, plain soil, you can get it for $3.50 per cubic inch. So far, it's not selling very well. So I wonder if Jimmy Carter has charisma. Because if he had true charisma, this dirt would sell. But again, am I a sucker because I believe what this guy is doing? And 71% of the American people believe what Jimmy Carter's doing. I believe it when he tells me all this stuff, his little chat that he had, fireside chat. They didn't call it that. He doesn't want to call it that. But that's what it was. I believe all this stuff. But I wonder, the things going on with the Soviet Union, I wonder if this is the right approach. Because several years ago, before Henry Jackson, some of the other Democratic senators started speaking out for the Jewish people in Russia, they were tending to liberalize things and allow freer immigration. And then the senators started speaking out, and they cut back right away. And I wonder if this is the right approach. And again, we were in trouble in Uganda because President Carter was speaking out for human rights in that country, and the lives of the American citizens there were endangered because there's a madman. Now, I think it's great to speak out for human rights, but I wonder if it's the right approach. I don't know. But do you think Jimmy Carter has charisma? Now, in 1968, Bobby Kennedy was in New Albany, and I happened to see his motorcade through the town. It came down, if you've ever been to New Albany, it came down Spring Street, which is, I guess, sort of the main street in town now. And the motorcade was going kind of fairly slow, so I was kind of walking down with it. He was having a rally downtown in the central part of New Albany near the Walgreens there. But the motorcade stopped in front of what used to be St. Edward's Hospital, which happens to be the hospital where I was born. It's now an old folks' home. And he was shaking hands with different people. And I've never seen so many people in all my life in the streets of New Albany as there were that day to see Robert Kennedy. And as I was standing there watching the reaction of the crowd, this one girl comes running across the street screaming almost in hysteria, saying that he touched me, you know, touched Robert Kennedy. So then he got down in the square and he had the crowd in his hand. I've never seen anything quite like it. And he started talking about Indiana. That's how you say it down here, isn't it? Indiana? And all the jokes about the Hoosiers. And he just had the crowd. I don't remember him talking about too many issues. But he just had the crowd right in his hand. And of course, while he was going through Indiana, he reactivated the Wabash cannonball, which was probably a good move on his part. Well, not too long after that, he was assassinated. But the man had charisma. I just wonder if Jimmy Carter has charisma. Do you think Jimmy Carter has charisma? Are we suckers for believing all the religious stuff that he is telling us? That he is a religious man and all that stuff? I don't know. Well, anyway, our numbers are 587-7979 and 587-7979. Amazing, true? It is 207 on the Wacky Talk Show. Good morning, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Can I talk now?
Yes. Am I a sucker?
Huh?
Am I a sucker?
No.
I'm not a sucker. Are you?
No.
Do you believe in Mr. Carter?
Well, listen. I'm in love with this guy.
That's good. Is he Jimmy Carter?
No.
If he's not Jimmy Carter, I don't want to hear about it.
He's not no Jimmy Carter.
Oh, that's a shame. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Is this Mike?
Yes.
What are you doing this morning?
You don't know if I'm a sucker or not? That's the question. I want to know if I'm a sucker.
If you're a sucker?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you're a sucker.
I'm a sucker? Okay, that's all I wanted to hear. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Right. I think Carter's going to do okay.
You think he's going to do okay? Are you behind him?
Yeah, I didn't vote for him, but he's been done more than what I thought he would do so far.
What did you expect of him when you first heard that he'd gotten elected? What did you expect?
I was kind of, you know, aggravated, really.
Uh-huh.
But what can I say? You know, but since he's been in office, and I like this delegation that's going over now
mm-hmm.
to bring back the people, maybe they will find out about these missing people. And, you know, it's good then be setting up this policy like this, and people go where we'll try, you know, it's just showing that he's trying to be friends with everybody.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you hear?
I mean, that's the way I feel like it. I mean, he, as soon as he got elected, well, he's been in 2-3 months here, right?
Right.
And he's done sent a bunch of people over to check it out on a friendly mission, more or less, to find out, you know, if they're still alive or dead, or, you know, so they can tell families. And I think he's going to do A-okay.
What about pardoning the draft evaders?
Well, okay, now, I've been kind of reading up on it. Okay, deserters. Now, they all locked them up and told the key away. But after they got into this military, right, okay, they got their job. I went in, I did my job, I got out. Okay, now you had these draft dodgers that didn't even go into the military. You know, they flew the coop. Sure, they should be punished, but I don't think they should be as punished as hard as the ones that deserted, you know, went to training. The government spent all the money on them to train them to fight over there.
But what about a legitimate deserter who really had a change of heart and believed this Vietnam War was wrong? Doesn't he have a moral obligation to refuse to go into combat?
Well, yes. Yeah, I see your point. Well, okay, now, we're based a free country, right? Okay, you ought to be able to choose and say, okay, I want to fight for my country or don't. Some people's religious, you know, say, hey, look, I can't kill nobody. But you put them on line, they're getting fired at, you know they're going to fire back. Right?
Right.
So it's kind of hard, really, you know?
But if the guy didn't believe in it,
well,
if he was violently opposed to it, if he really had an honest change of heart. Okay. Now, I imagine this happened in some of the cases of the people who deserted, but not. I'm sure it didn't happen in all of them.
Yeah. Well, really, the war was a waste. It was a political thing. You know, if we would have went in there and started, it could have been done in 6 months. But it didn't. How long did it drag out?
Well, there's a question of whether we should have been there at all. But
well, okay.
But that's kind of getting away from Jimmy, but go ahead.
Oh, well, but yeah, I think he's doing okay. But I see your point there. But, like, okay, he's trying to do a follow-up on it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Trying to get things straightened back. Okay, the communists have got it now. But, like, they're doing talks with Russia, trying to get the bans down on nuclear wars and all this, you know, the weapons. And, the, you know, the way things go. Okay, now, the same thing with Cuba. Okay, he's talking with them. Now, that's a good sign. True. I've never been there. I've talked to a guy that has. Okay, their government's set up. You do what I say or you don't do nothing, right? But maybe it's the, like, okay, we can kind of compare them to Hitler, their rulers. Hitler wanted it his way, and that was it, right? And that's why they want a nice country, see, but they ain't got it together.
Okay.
Now, United States is a free country. Okay, but sure, we got our problems. We got to work them out.
Right. All right, so you think we're not suckers for believing in Jimmy. Thank you for calling in this morning. Wacky, good morning.
Yeah.
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Talking about Jimmy Carter?
Right.
Well, you ain't no sucker. He's got charisma.
You think he has charisma? Then why won't that dirt sell at $3.50 a square inch?
No, why I voted for him, or you want to hear it?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Okay. I voted for him because I thought maybe he looks like Kennedy if Kennedy would have lived. But, that, you know, we got older, you know what I mean? I think he looked a whole lot alike, especially the ass.
You voted for him because of his appearance?
Because of Kennedy. He did something.
Well, I guess that's as good a criteria as you're going to get because of all the crap that you get on the TV set and everything. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, that's the only reason I voted for him, because he looked like Kennedy. But I do think he's got charisma, you know, for that gold.
Well, do you want to buy some of this dirt from Plains, Georgia?
Yeah, you get some.
There's a piece in the newspaper today. A guy from Louisville is selling cubic inches of Plains dirt for $3.50.
Yeah.
He's got 12 customers so far.
There's only one thing since he's been in there I think he's done wrong. Do you want to hear that?
Yes.
I think about the Cuba situation, I think that that's wrong there.
Why is it wrong?
Because they're communists and they're so close and they got missiles over there and they're only 100 miles from Florida beaches and... Yeah, I don't know. It just don't seem right for us to...
Well, supposedly they don't have missiles anymore, although I admit we don't know for sure whether they do or not.
That's right. They could be underground or...
But isn't it good to have a system like the hijacking thing, all the airplanes that were being hijacked to Cuba? Now, if Castro hadn't cooperated with us, we would have had all kinds of trouble in controlling this thing because these airplanes, they could have flown down there and the people who hijacked them would have been safe.
Yeah.
Castro cooperated with us.
Yeah, that's one part.
He wants to get on good terms with us because he doesn't want to be dependent entirely on the Kremlin.
Yeah, and then, oh, you made one more mistake since he's been in there. And we know that guy that had them hostages, or, you know,
The one in Indianapolis or the one recently?
The one he called, you know, after he let the guy go.
Yeah, that was the recent one, the one this week.
Yeah, I think those are the only two mistakes he's made, really, since he's been there. And I think he'd be a pretty good president, but most people back to work, this is my opinion, you know.
Yeah.
And
do you think if he drove through Louisville in a motorcade, that the girls would run up and want to touch him and scream after they did?
I don't know. He might not have been in there that long, you know, yet to get his own thing together, you know what I mean?
I see.
Personality, you know, the long, you know, way people really know him except, hello, I'm Jimmy Carter.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I know what you mean.
But besides that, he's a pretty... But I like the way he did see, I'm a draft doctor.
Uh-huh. Oh, you are?
Yes, I am. And I like that part.
Well, now, you're a draft dodger. How did you get back in good graces? Did you wait for this pardon, or were you back in before?
I never left the country.
What happened to you?
Well, they sent me 3 notices, and I didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
That was in 64. And I never went, you know. I went out there for my physical, and some way they misplaced it, so I left, you know. I left and never did go back. And they sent me a thing that said, welcome, you know, greetings.
Right. So they never come to pick you up?
No, I don't really worry about it that much myself, except that I know everything, you know.
Well, you're pardoned now, of course.
Yeah, but I don't see nothing wrong with it. I mean, at least I'm living. I mean, I would have fought for my country. It wasn't the point that I would fought for my country, you know, it wouldn't. It's just that somebody told me back then, if I wanted to do something like that, I'd have to either leave the country or have a lot of money.
Now, this was back in 1964, and people were still for that war. Why were you a draft resistor?
I don't know. I had something about it. I know most people say, well, you're a card or something like that, but...
Yeah, back in 1964, you were a real radical person.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this, you know, I didn't really believe in wars, none of them, like the Korean War or none of that, really. I mean, it saved our country. We're free, you know. That's what they... what it's supposed to be about, you know.
Well, the only one recently that saved our country has been World War II.
You think that was it? Yeah. That's why I'm here now, I guess. But my daddy, you know, he didn't... Well, see, I got 12 brothers and sisters. Ain't none of my brothers been in the Army. But my mother's sister, she's a twin. Every one of her boys went in the Army, you know. And I couldn't understand that. Nobody, you know... a lot of them got out because they had so many kids. You believe that?
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah, and because they had some kids.
Oh, they were fathers, is it? That's
yeah.
Okay,
know, they,
yeah.
They put them in a different class, you know, for the age.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting off the Carter situation.
Right. Well, I was interested in that because I've never really talked to someone who has resisted the draft, and especially not that early on. I mean, that's...
Yeah, I mean, I was for that before they even, you know, wrote the sand and protested against it, man. I just didn't, you know, I didn't like the war. None of it, really.
But you like Jimmy.
Yeah, I like Carter and everything like that, and I like Kennedy. But I know everybody, you're talking about Carter. You're talking about charisma. You think Nixon had charisma?
Well, that's another story. I couldn't quite believe him when he said, I am not a crook.
Well,
I couldn't quite believe that. Now, I wonder how many people believe that.
I think the man's probably guilty, but I think, you know, everybody ought to lay off of him now.
Well, I think people should lay off of him, but I think he was guiltier than hell.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going along with that too. Well, I'll let you go then.
All right, thanks for calling in this morning. This is Wacky. Hello.
Yeah, Bill.
This is Mike.
Yeah, Mike. I'm on the air?
Yes.
I don't even like Jimmy Carter.
Why not?
Well, for one thing, he forgave the people that desert their own country. And anybody who would desert their own country just doesn't deserve to live in their country.
But the question is, did they desert their country? Or did they have just cause?
No, I don't believe
it. And if you disagree with the policy of the country, should you oppose it?
Yeah, you should express your viewpoints, but it's still at your country. And if you've got something to do for it, and even if they send you somewhere you don't want to go, I believe you should still go.
But that's against the principles this country was founded on.
Yeah, sure.
The principles this country was founded on was for if you disagree with something, you should speak out and work against that thing.
Yeah.
And these people disagreed, supposedly. I guess some of them were actually afraid. And if they were afraid, we didn't want them on the lines anyway because they could have cost other lives. But if they really disagreed with this Vietnam War and they refused to be inducted because of that, then they have a legitimate reason to be pardoned. I think they should.
Well, I went to Vietnam, and I was already in the service when it flared up so bad. And I went over in 1965. And I had no desire to go over and kill anybody, and I had no desire to even go to the war. But I was in the service, and they called me to go. I went. I mean, it was something.
Yeah, I understand. And, you know, I agree.
And I don't think Jimmy Carter had the right in himself. I don't believe he should have the power he's got to forgive the people that didn't go. If they didn't want to go, sure, they should have expressed their views. They didn't want to go. Just like Cassius Clay, he didn't even go in the Army because he didn't want to go. He expressed his views. He got off scot-free. It's another one.
Now, that's not true. He was in jail for a while. They stripped him of his title. That was a pretty bad punishment.
Really hurt a millionaire, didn't it?
Well, that's true, too. But still, all these other people who were draft resistors had to leave the country, and they've been out of the country for years.
Yeah.
Now, isn't that punishment? They're away from their family, their friends?
No, I don't believe it's enough punishment for them, because if they didn't even want to go in the service, and it's just like Clay, he didn't want to go in there, and he didn't want to even go in there as a boxer for the United States, or the only thing he would have been doing was sitting around a hospital somewhere. Not doing anything, and he didn't even want to do that. Now, people like that don't even deserve to live in the United States.
Well, I can't quite agree with you, but you're taking one particular case that isn't exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a person. Now, the court eventually said that Muhammad Ali did really believe that he shouldn't be in the Army. It was against his religious belief, and they upheld that. But okay, we'll set him aside for a moment, even though the court agreed with him.
Okay.
And we'll take just a... an ordinary, say, your neighbor's son or something. I don't know if you know anybody who refused to be inducted or not. But suppose that person really disagreed with the war and the whole thing that this country was going through, because we were lied to by the government, remember?
Yeah, sure.
We were lied to. Now, doesn't that person have a moral right and an obligation to himself and his country to say, I'm not going to take part in this?
Okay, but what's going to happen if, this is a big if, if Russia was to land on our beaches and every young man, 18 years old...
That would never happen.
Right now.
If someone actually invaded this in this country, I think you would have...
What do you think would happen?
I think you would have enough support for the government here that there would be absolutely no trouble at all in getting people into the Army.
Yeah, somebody that's already been in there, yeah.
No, I mean, I bet even Muhammad Ali would join if someone actually invaded this country.
Somebody that deserted their country and that...
But I'm telling you... I'm telling you they didn't desert their country.
You don't think they did?
I don't think they did. Now, some of them probably did, but I'm talking about the ones who had legitimate gripes with the war.
Yeah.
These people were actually doing a patriotic service, I think.
You really think that?
I think so.
And do you think that if we landed in a major war, the United States and another country, I'm not even going to say Russia, but how many young men do you really think that would actually let themselves be drafted or say, well, they let them off one time, why shouldn't they let me off this time?
But they didn't let them off. It was 10 years, longer than that for some of them, and they had to stay out of the country. It's been really a drag for a lot of them.
Well, they brought it on themselves, though.
But they were... I just told you, they're standing up for moral rights.
Well, like I said, I went to Vietnam. I didn't like the war. Didn't want to go, really.
Right. I think we can respect someone who did that, because you believed you were doing your duty, too. And you were. If that's what you believe your duty was, then you did it. And I respect that. And I think it's great that you went.
It was either that or go to jail. It was one of the two. And, I was already on a ship going to Vietnam before I even realized that I didn't want to go to Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
So what am I supposed to do in that case?
Well, I don't know. You were in the circumstance.
The only thing I did in Vietnam was look after me.
Mm-hmm.
That was to get me back to the United States, which I did.
Well, I'm glad you made it.
They wanted to send me back a second time, and I said, hey, there's no way. That is one time I spoke up, and I said, there's too many people that's not went. And it was true.
Mm-hmm.
And we're way off the subject, but as far as Jimmy Carter, I still don't like Jimmy Carter.
Is it that one thing that's blocked?
There was one man a while ago who said he looked like Kennedy. Why vote for a man because he speaks and he acts like Kennedy? I voted for Johnson. I mean,
Kennedy?
Ford.
Ford.
But Kennedy and Jimmy Carter are two entirely different people. They are so far apart, and it's just because a man has a great religious belief don't mean that he's going to make a good president. And I believe before Jimmy Carter gets out of office in the next 4 years, he will fall flat on his face.
So you think we're suckers for believing in him?
I truly believe that.
Well, let me leave you with this one thought. With the way that presidential candidates are packaged and marketed on the screen, just like any product, like a deodorant, an underarm deodorant, the way they're packaged like that, what do you have to go on besides a man's appearance? I mean, you can't tell one from the other.
That's true.
Except you could tell Jimmy Carter apart a little bit because he said, "I'm going to pardon the draft evaders."
Well, there's only one thing that I even like about Jimmy Carter. He was the underdog, and he did win.
Mm-hmm.
And that is part of the American system. But the way he left Georgia, when he left the governorship down there, what I've read, he left Georgia in more shape than what he went in there.
I've heard both sides of that, and I don't know if we'll ever be able to find out the truth about that. That's the bad thing about, I don't know, that's the bad thing about the way our presidents are. We don't have the right information when we go to the voting polls, and it's hard to dig it out because you have a story over here, and then you have another story that contradicts it over here. And I've read stories on both sides of that question, saying that he's done a good job and he's done a bad job. And on President Ford's commercial, he had a person from Georgia in Atlanta speaking, saying that Jimmy Carter did a horrible job down here. But you talk to a lot of other Georgians, and they'll say, no, he did a great job. He's a great man. You can't tell. That's what I'm telling you. You can't tell when you go to the voting booth.
Now they would say, oh, yeah, he did a great job. Most of them would because he's a president right now.
Right.
Jimmy Carter has got a great advantage right now over the presidency than what he had as the governor. Because in the presidency, he has got a hell of a lot more aides than he would ever think of having in the governorship of Georgia.
Yeah.
And he's got a great advantage there, sure.
Well, any president would have that advantage.
Yeah, there's people standing around going to tell him, hey, you better think about this before you act on it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the point I'm trying to make is when the election is going on, you can't really tell.
Yeah.
And so you have to kind of go to these little side things, like what does the guy look like?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a terrible thing for me to say.
Yeah. Well,
frankly, I voted for Jimmy Carter because he said, I am going to pardon the draft evaders. And it was just that close. I mean, I just barely voted for the man.
Maybe that's why the man got in. But I didn't vote for him. I voted for Ford. Ford had a lot going against him because he forgave Nixon. And I believe...
Oh, I disagree with that.
Well,
people still love Richard Nixon in a poll.
I can't.
I can't either, but people still love him. In a poll that was done last year, they rated Nixon the second best president of the past seven, just under Harry Truman. It was Harry Truman, Richard Nixon, John Kennedy. Let's see, who came next? Franklin Roosevelt. Anyway, Lyndon Johnson was last.
Yeah.
But Richard Nixon, they rated the number two president out of the past seven. I can't believe it. People still love that man.
Well, there's a very few. Well, I'm one of the very few that don't love him then, because Richard Nixon, I feel that he committed a crime, and he was not acting for the American people when he did it, and he should have been punished just like any other American, no matter if the man lives in a slum and goes out here and commits a crime.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a man without any money commits a crime, he is going to jail for that crime because he has no money to defend himself. And I feel that Richard Nixon committed a great crime. He should have never interfered in any presidential election. As far as Lyndon Johnson now, Lyndon Johnson, I feel, was the most low-life president that we had.
Hubert Humphrey, something that disturbed me more than anything I'd ever heard about Richard Nixon, is Hubert Humphrey made a statement that he thinks that Nixon sabotaged the peace talks that were going on during Johnson's final days in office.
That may be true. I don't believe that.
And he gave the details.
I don't believe that at that time, I don't believe he would have had enough money or power at that time to do that.
No. The story is, what's her name, Madame Diem?
Yeah.
The sister of the leader who was assassinated over there. had talked to Nixon, supposedly. Now, this is alleged, of course. We don't have facts on this. She had talked to... She'd gone over to South Vietnam and was talking to the people of the two administrations. She says, now, look, wait for this guy, Richard Nixon. Don't sign any peace treaties right now. This guy, Nixon, is going to get elected. Just hold out a little longer, because if there's a settlement right now, then Hubert Humphrey will win the election. Mm-hmm. Hold out for Nixon. He'll give you guns and money and stuff. Now, that's the story.
Well, he ended up doing that, didn't he?
He ended up doing that.
Yeah. He really did. He ended up giving them anything and everything they wanted, and it was in a roundabout way, but he did it.
Right.
And that's why I think that he should have been punished.
All right. Well, but back to Jimmy Carter, you think we're suckers.
Yes, sir.
And you wouldn't buy the cubic inch of dirt.
Before the 4 years are up, I believe Jimmy Carter will all make us look like fools. And I really believe that, because his religion, okay, religion is a great thing, and it really helps you a lot. But he will make a great mistake in the next 4 years.
Listen, I am praying for the man, because we need salvation now more than anything else.
We really need guidance right now.
Pray for him. You may not like him, but pray for him.
Well, I'll try.
Okay, thanks for calling in this morning. It's 2:31 on the Wacky Talk Show. Our numbers are 587-7979 and 587-7979. I keep saying R because I used to give out both the numbers, and they changed the number, and it's 587-7979 now. Well, anyway, Wacky Kentuckiana weather, clearing and cool tonight, low of 42 degrees, mostly sunny, warmer today, a high of 69. It's 44 degrees under partly cloudy skies. And the question again, are we... Oh, that's good. Good to hear. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Yes. Am I on the air?
Yes, you're on the air.
Well, I think that you are a sucker.
Uh-huh. Yes? Why do you think that?
Well, one of the reasons is that I'm living in an electronic dictatorship.
An electronic dictatorship?
Right.
How does it work?
Well, for openers, I'm having an extreme amount of difficulty talking. That's,
what does that have to do with the electronic dictatorship?
Well, it's like this. Your emotions are controlled, and your thoughts are being read by what I think to be some type of computer system.
Mm-hmm. And how does it work?
Well, I just can't communicate like I normally could.
Why not? Has the system got you in its grip?
Well, yes, you could say that. Have you ever heard this before?
I've never heard this exactly before.
Well, do you think it's possible?
I don't think it's possible.
Why not?
It's not 1984 yet.
Well, look, they can send some type of a robot machine up to Mars, and it can analyze ore samples.
Yeah, but they haven't been able to pick up thoughts yet.
How do you know?
They haven't. I don't believe it. Or maybe you're telling me this, and I'm feeding you the propaganda back because I am a member of the Electronic Technical Society, and I'm feeding this propaganda out to everyone.
No, I don't think that. I think that you're just unaware of it. Because...
Well, how did you find out about this system?
It was just kind of brought to my attention.
By whom?
Well, I don't like to go into any great details, but what I'm trying to say is that all of these horrible things that are happening in our society, I'm sure you would agree that we're becoming somewhat dehumanized.
Well, there's a difference between dehumanization and being manipulated by electronic devices. There's a bit of a difference. I think the trend now may be away from the dehumanization side.
Well, I certainly hope.
Now that we know it's happening.
Pardon?
Now that we know the dehumanization is happening. I mean, granted, for a while, the automation, the computers and everything was driving us into a more dehumanized society, but I think now the trend is in the opposite direction. We're seeing more meaningful work given to factory workers, for example, and that was the most dehumanizing position to be in because you had the same thing to do over and over, and now people are starting to take notice and bringing more humanity into the job. So I don't think we're being more dehumanized now. I think we're going in the opposite direction.
Well, what can I say? I just, it's like President Carter, he expounds on so-called humanitarian rights that are being violated in the Soviet Union. And yet, in this country, how does he expect an appeal like that to strike home in a country that, you can't even be bothered with your next-door neighbor, you know?
I don't think people feel that way. I think in some of the larger cities you have that, but I think the great masses of the American people are not that way. It has not been my experience. Did you have any trouble with your car or anything during all this bad weather we just recently have? No, I mean, really, I had trouble several times, and people stopped to help me.
Well, okay, what can I say?
It's more than just a few isolated examples. There are all kinds of stories of people helping people, and I think maybe in some of the larger cities you may have that, the people don't care about their next-door neighbors. But I think the great masses, the American people, are not that way. And don't you think a man in the White House talking about the things that Jimmy Carter talks about will help us maybe open up a little bit to our neighbors, be closer to them? Don't you think he'd be setting a good example because of the way he tries to help? Or do you think he's really genuine?
Well, I feel like he's a puppet.
And who holds the strings?
Perhaps some gigantic computer system. I don't know.
I can't believe you really believe that.
Well, I don't expect you to.
I really don't believe that you believe that. This has got to be a put-on, right?
Well, unfortunately, it's not. Indeed, I'm surprised that I can even air my views out on this program.
Oh, we let anything... Really? We this is a non-censored program. You should have called Jimmy and seen if you could get on his talk show. Did you hear any of that?
No, I missed that.
Well?
Well, I'd like to say one thing.
Yes.
Do you think that someone that wanted to get out of this country, do you think that they would have any trouble?
If you wanted to leave this country, I don't think you'd have any trouble. I mean, you can just show your birth certificate and get to Canada.
Well, I'm not referring to something like Canada. I'm referring to perhaps a communist nation.
You want to go to Cuba? All you got to do is go down to Florida, charter you a yacht, and sail it down to Cuba.
Would you have to have a passport?
Well, I'm sure they would prefer that you had one. But I mean, you could, if you wanted to get out of the country, you could get out of the country, surely. But people go to communist country. People visit Russia all the time, and you do have to have passports, of course. But it's an easy thing to get. All you got to do is go down to the post office and apply. Then take some shots so you don't carry disease around.
I see. I noticed that at the beginning of the program, when you were talking about Jimmy Carter, am I a sucker for believing it? I noticed that your voice had a tendency to be somewhat uncertain. Now, when you're stating your viewpoint how much you believe in this being a free country, it's like your voice has shifted into a more confident tone.
And at the beginning, been a little uncertain about what you were going to say and taken a few moments to get on course. Maybe if you'd had, you would understand that.
I see. Well, listen, it's been a pleasure.
Yes, it has.
Okay.
I really think this is a put-on, though, but thanks for calling in. This is Wacky. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing good.
Good. What am I supposed to do?
Well, tell me if I'm a sucker or not.
No, you're not, really. Good. I'm sorry. Okay.
Do you have your radio on?
I turned it off.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I don't think you're a sucker, and I'm not really sure that I am either, okay? But I voted for Jimmy, and I'm not real sure that I was really convicted to vote for him. You know, at first I thought about it one way and another. And so far, I don't think about the draft evaders and things like that. He's done wrong. You know, because I have a couple of friends who I've known that have gone out of the country, and they were really lonesome, and they've spent like 7-8 years out of the country away from their families and friends. And then on the other side, too, I have friends who went into the service, and I've lost about 3 or 4 friends who died in Vietnam, you know. And
right.
To me, if I were a guy and were inducted into the service, I don't know what I would have done, you know.
Yeah, I know. I was wondering about the same thing, but I didn't have to face it.
You were, well, yeah, I didn't either. But I lost, really, in my, I'm like 29 now, so right when I was getting out of high school, a lot of the guys in my class got
right
drafted, you know, and I lost, really, 3 or 4 really good friends. And I can't blame anybody for not wanting to go into the service, you know.
You what you're telling me is you see both sides of the street.
Yeah. And so, I think Carter was not wrong.
Okay.
As far as the other things he's promised, I don't know. I'm kind of sit back and look, you know, and see what he does.
Do you think he really cares for people the way he says he does, how he loves everyone?
I hope he does.
I do, too. I want that more than anything, because we've had some people who were just, oh, I don't know, they I don't think they cared about anyone.
I don't either. You know, and I just hope it's nice that people are getting back to being people, you know. And I just moved from Ohio down here to Louisville, and the people down here are much more friendly, and I think the farther south you go, they get a lot more friendly. And I hope it can convey what he really, you know, seems to be trying to convey. And
yeah, if he could,
you're a sucker.
If he could get his spirit of you know, the way he comes across. Of, now I had a hard time buying all his smiles and the fact that he cared about people and loved people. I had a hard time buying that. I almost didn't vote for him because
of
that.
I did too. The smile turned me off.
If he can get any measure of that across, then I think he will have done a good job as president, provided he doesn't mess up in other areas. Well, what about this thing where he's criticizing the Russians now? And last time when the Democratic senators, Henry Jackson was one of them, when they started getting down on the Russians cut the Jewish immigration way down and just caused all kinds of problems for dissidents and everything. And now now Carter sent Andrei Sakharov a letter, and I thought that was a great gesture myself, but the Russians don't like that kind of thing, and I'm concerned about what they're going to do. Do you think he put what he would like, his emotional self, above what maybe good thinking would say to do?
Sometimes, yeah. I think I just hope he doesn't go overboard. I'm a very emotional person, you know, and I hope he doesn't go overboard with that. I hope he doesn't just, you know, put emotion above, you know, what's politically right. You know, I don't know if he's going to or not.
One final question.
What?
Are you going to buy a cubic inch of Plains dirt for $3.50?
Not unless it's going to grow a good tomato plant, you know. I really, unless my garden profits by it, I don't think I'm going to buy it. You know, I just don't think so.
I don't know. Maybe it's the stuff that Jimmy Carter is made of, you know, dust to dust and all that kind of thing. He ate the food that was grown in that dirt, so maybe we can get a measure of greatness ourselves if we spread that over our garden.
Personally, I like the sale that goes on the weekends at the garden stores where you go and you buy the bag of potting soil. You know, so I don't think the Georgia dirt I'm going to buy.
Is Jimmy Carter charismatic? If you touched him, would you go away screaming?
No.
You don't think he's charismatic?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
I love Kennedy.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
587-7979. Hello.
This wacky?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I want... You're not a sucker.
Listen, I buy these things the politicians tell me. I buy it.
You buy it.
I do.
But listen, I don't think Carter is all of what he says he is. He is one big grin.
If you put his foot in a vice and tightened it down, he'd still have that smile.
He does not do what he's supposed to do.
Listen, can you turn your radio off? Turn your radio off.
I'm turning off.
Okay, now continue.
Okay. He raises prices on gasoline.
Now, he hasn't done that. And he said that he's not the one that suggested the quarter tax on gasoline.
Well, he doesn't do what he's supposed to do.
What
like
is it?
He says he's going to do.
Like what? What is he supposed to do?
He's going to rebate taxes and...
Well, he's working on that. He's got to have congressional approval. He's trying.
And you say he's going to do this and that? Is that what you say?
What is this and that? I didn't say he was going to do anything. I just said that I thought he was an honest man. I believed in him. I think
you believe in him?
Yes.
Well, I sort of do in a way, but...
But you're still skeptical.
Yes.
It's that smile, isn't it?
One big grin.
It's that smile.
One big smile.
Listen, you got to believe in something, right? So why torture yourself with thinking we've got a monster up there or not trusting the man? Just believe in him, and then if he lets you down... Then you can go around with a sneering attitude.
I kind of like him, you know?
Okay.
But I still like Kennedy better.
Do you watch Saturday Night, the comedy show?
Yeah.
Did you see the thing this week about his talk show?
Yeah.
Did you?
But still, Carter is all right, but... I don't think he's on what he says he is.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. Dan Aykroyd of Saturday Night does a great Jimmy Carter. This is Wacky. Good morning.
This is Billy Penn.
Howdy.
Yeah, I'd like to add my 2 cents. Jimmy Carter's the greatest thing that happened in this country. That's all. Don't you think so?
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, in last few years, we haven't had much to choose from. And I've noticed something. People who voted for Ford or against Carter are not up on the issues, just like the woman there. She kept on saying he didn't do this, he didn't do that, you know, when he's not doing anything because he didn't say he's going to do anything right now. You know what I mean?
Right, I understand.
Right, okay. I have to get on you about something. You let that spaced-out guy talk 11 minutes.
11 minutes, your
11
timing.
11 minutes, I sat there.
Your timing now. And now you're taking up more minutes talking about the fact that I let the spaced-out guy go 11 minutes.
Well, don't tell me about it. I could be on 11 minutes, he can talk for 11 minutes, and it took him 25 seconds to say something. So...
But didn't you enjoy him?
No, I didn't.
The nice, mellow sound.
He was a fool.
Hey, he was being controlled by this media thing
he was
talking about.
He couldn't help it.
He was being controlled by that.
I know, the poor guy. I hope he leaves the country.
Hey, listen, he's going to.
Yeah, I'd like to comment on the war. Can I?
Yes.
Yes. Like the guy said, well, if somebody attacked us, I would go. But if I had to go to another place and fight a war while we didn't know why we were fighting the dang thing, I sure in hell wasn't going to go. Ain't that right?
That's right.
That's right.
That's
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Yes, yes.
You're a good American.
That's right. I mean, it's stupid to go someplace and fight people. You know, you don't even know why you're fighting them. And they'll turn around and kill you anyway. You know, the ones that are on your side.
Right.
You can't tell a South from a North. You know, they ain't got no tattoo on their forehead. And, you know, it's just a bunch of crap.
Well,
what do you think about West Germany collecting all that money for us?
I like that.
I was touched.
I was.
Yes, I think I might
It was West Berlin. West Berlin is
West Berlin.
Is what it was.
Yeah, that was really nice.
That was nice. I almost cried when I heard that. Do you get emotional?
How come you're not talking about basketball tonight?
Basketball? I don't.
Yeah, it's prime.
I don't want to talk about basketball. We talked about basketball last week with a handicap.
Oh, I missed it, man. I wasn't home. What y'all talk about?
You should have been here.
Wow, what was it?
Well, we talked about basketball, how to bet on the games, and that kind of stuff.
Oh, I shouldn't talk about that. Corruption.
I know it. It's terrible.
Can I talk about something else?
But
comment about the double standards in law.
Only if Jimmy Carter is involved.
Yeah, he's president of the country I'm going to talk about.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I think it's a damn shame that woman could kill that guy and get 6 months of her convenience. You know who I'm talking about.
It was 30 days.
Was it 30 days?
Claudine Longe.
God, I thought it was 6 months.
30 days. This is coming down on the Larry Flint case, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
I don't believe this.
The guy was railroaded.
I didn't even know it.
Right.
Gosh. And that nun?
Maybe Jimmy will pardon him.
What about that nun?
I didn't hear the outcome of that. What was the outcome?
She got off. Isn't that nice?
A middle thing?
She had confession, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. But that is kind of off the subject. But I thank you for calling in. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Yes. I'd like to talk to Mike.
Yeah, this is Mike. Am I a sucker?
Yes, you are.
Tell me why.
Why? Well, 50,000 dead. You know, and you say it's fair.
I didn't say it was fair.
Yes, you did.
I said I thought it was good. I thought it was fair that he pardoned the draft of it. I didn't say the Vietnam War was fair.
Well,
what are you saying that I said was fair?
You said it. You said you voted for Carter because.
Because he pardoned the draft evaders.
Yeah.
The draft evaders, I think, did a very important thing for this country. They're part of the people who raised the consciousness of this country to where we realized, I don't know if you did, but most of the people in this country realized that it was wrong for us to be in Vietnam. We were there for the wrong reasons. Now, 50,000 people died. I don't know what to say about that.
Right.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
It's true, isn't it?
They went over and they were serving their country. They did what they thought was right. But I think a large majority of the draft evaders did what they thought was right, too.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, it did take guts to stand up and say, you know, I'm not going to go there. And some of them went to jail and the others left the country, you know?
But fair is fair. And can I say something?
Sure.
You know, seriously. Well, I mean, you know, I'll never listen to Bill Bailey again or anything.
Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, you know, I'll listen to WKLO from now on. I used to be a sole listener to Wacky.
Why do you say that? I mean, this is my opinion. It's not Wacky's opinion.
No, but
I am allowing you, and Wacky is allowing you to express your opinion. That's what this program is. It's a free exchange of ideas.
Right. And I'll talk to Wacky. I'll talk to Bill Bailey. Okay?
Right, but I mean, I don't understand why you would say something like that.
Well, bye.
Bye. Strange fellow. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's see. What's the question?
Am I a sucker for believing in Jimmy Carter?
It's funny, but I feel like I'm not really sure.
You're not really? Did you vote for Carter?
I did not vote for Carter. Maybe that's why I'm skeptical.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about him?
The only thing that I have against the man, so far I think he's doing a fine job. But I agree with the girl that was on earlier. His smile just takes me. It seems like, you know, he could be in a press conference or something, and the guy just, you know, could be talking about some of the most serious things and flash a smile all of a sudden, and it's the kind of smile that would... you know, kind of say, well, you guys are suckers.
But think about what you're saying and the way that I felt, and I still have a tendency to feel this way. But think about what you're saying. You can't trust a man who smiles, a man who seems to be happy.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
Oh,
but
wow.
Still, there's something about his smile that just, you know, turns me off every time I see him.
I guess we're used to the used car salesman in this country.
Maybe.
Oh,
we'll
give you a great deal on this little thing over here.
The old used car salesman syndrome, huh?
Right. So I take it you're not going to buy the cubic inch of dirt from Plains, Georgia.
I wouldn't buy a cubic inch of dirt in Plains, Georgia. No matter what. I don't think. Like I say, he may be worth his dirt, but I just can't get past the smile.
Right. Well, we'll wait and see what happens.
Yeah. Like I say, he may turn out to be a good guy.
Listen.
You know, I'm not all the way against him, and he seems to have done some pretty good things. But...
I heard an interesting comment before the election about Mr. Carter. And would you like to hear it? Actually, it was about his aide, Hamilton.
Okay.
The guy said, how can you trust a man who pronounces the name Jordan as Jordan?
Jordan as Jordan.
Yes. Talking about Hamilton Jordan, spelled J-O-R-D-A-N, like the river.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought you'd appreciate that little comment.
That was,
since you like Jimmy Carter, smile so much.
Right.
Right. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Okay.
Wow. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I just want to say that you are not a sucker. I am all for Carter. I think he does have charisma. I don't think that he's emotional. I think he's a very stable person. And I think he's going to do a wonderful job. And I don't think that he's going to head for a fall in the next 4 years. Predicted. Not at all. I think some of these people that call in, evidently, maybe they're Republicans. I don't know. I voted for Carter. I worked for Carter. And I think that he doesn't have the charisma, I will agree, that the Kennedys had. But he does have charisma. I think his smile is adorable.
Mm-hmm. Did you have trouble accepting that smile at first?
It was a little hard to get, sort of used to. But after you get used to it, I think it's very catching, really.
I wonder what the people in New Hampshire thought during the first primary, before they really even heard of Jimmy Carter. He's walking around saying, hi, I'm Jimmy Carter, and I want to be president. I mean, they must have thought he was crazy.
Well,
that smile. I mean, you got a lot of lunatics loose on the street.
Well, you have a lot of that call in on the phone, too, don't you?
We sure do. As a matter of fact, we have several of them working at this radio station.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, but really, I think he had a lot of stamina to start out with, because a man that I never heard of, I mean, who ever heard of the governor of Georgia?
Right. Well, I'll say this for him. The what was the program? That was the year that was, or something like that, the special they ran. Did you see that? It was a comedy spoof on 1976.
No, I...
At the very beginning of it, they showed a segment of a What's My Line show where they had, from 1974, where they had Jimmy Carter, the governor of Georgia, as guest.
Hmm.
So the people who were watching What's My Line on that particular date in 1974 had heard of Jimmy Carter.
Well, I like Jimmy Carter.
But if he'd come up to me before I'd heard of him and said, hi, my name's Jimmy Carter, I want to be president, I looked at him like he was crazy.
Well, I suppose I would, too.
And especially with his smile.
Yeah, well, I think any intelligent person would have, but I do think that he's doing a good job to have stepped in there like he did. And I like him, and I think most women do like him.
Well, we'll ask. Thanks for calling in this morning.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Mike Griffin, 79, W-A-K-Y, Louisville.
This is Wacky. Good morning. You're on the air.
Is this Mike?
Yes.
I don't think you're sucking, Mike.
Why not?
Because the only person fault is this, you know, for having those brain things to draft people.
Yeah.
I think Carter's the sucker.
Why?
Well, you know, people can make money, you know, how they used to draft by hand, you know. He's taking people's jobs away from them by having that brain computer.
I don't understand.
Well, see, like, he used to draft people, right, by, you know, he's going to draft people 16, 17, and 18 on up, right?
Jimmy Carter is going to draft people?
Well,
is that what you're telling me?
He passed the law that if there ever comes a war, they're going to be drafted from 16 on up.
No, that's not true.
Well, that's what I heard.
That's not true.
It's not true.
It's not true.
Well, you know, that was the rumor going wild, you know, around.
There have been all kinds of rumors about Jimmy Carter. But a lot of them are not true. They had some real dirt going around on him before the election. I mean, so there were some really, really atrocious articles.
Bad ones, huh?
Yes, and then someone would disclaim them later. It's kind of like the thing that's been going back and forth on marijuana. You'd come out with some really heavy stuff against marijuana, and then somebody'd come out and prove that it was entirely untrue. And the same thing happened with Jimmy Carter.
I was voting for to win this one.
Mm-hmm.
He's got something going for him.
What's that?
Huh?
What's that?
Well, hometown man, you know.
What do you mean, hometown man?
Well, he's like, let's see. Carter. Well, Carter's, you know, he's in the White House now, right?
I'm in the White House now.
All right. Well, he was a fool for getting out of the car and walking all the way up to the White House.
Why?
Somebody could have shot him, you know.
They had Secret Service around. What he was trying to do, he's trying to tell the American people that we have severe problems with energy and stuff like that in this country, and we're going to have to get used to doing things like that. And he was saying that he's not above it because he's president. He's down here, and he has to go through the same things we have to go through.
Well, I think he's going to get shot 40 years over with. I do, really.
Why?
Well, you know, it shows, you know, it walks in a room like
yeah.
It's going to make a...
But there's security. They have security.
Hmm.
I mean, really, he's not stupid. If he thought there was an... you may be right. I hate to think of that. But the man is not stupid, and there is Secret Service protection, and he really hasn't been out walking around in that many cases. But I think he's trying to get down on the level with the American people and say that, you know, we're his boss.
Let's say there's a crab and he's going to make a speech, okay?
Right.
Now, how's the Secret Service going to stop it, gas, shooting with this?
Well, who knows what the Secret Service knows, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand how they operate, but obviously Jimmy Carter is not a stupid man, and he wouldn't be there if he thought that there was a chance of him being shot.
Last year when Ford was president, when a lady or a man took a shot at him?
Right, Sarah Jane Moore.
Yeah, did she hit him? Or
no, she didn't hit him. A guy, I think it was ex-Marine or something, deflected the shot.
Well, I seen him, in that preview on the news, he bent over, took off running.
Gerald Ford.
Yeah.
Do you blame him? Wouldn't you take off running? Somebody shooting at you?
Well, holding the side, bending down, and it looked like it would have shot him.
No, she didn't take the shot at him. She tried to.
And they called him.
Right, their gun didn't fire. Didn't go off. And another time, a flashbulb exploded, and they thought it was somebody shooting at him. And that was kind of a strange moment. Interesting picture, though. But I thank you for calling in. This is Wacky. Hello.
Morning, Bill. How you doing?
This is Mike. How are you?
Oh, mine? Oh, I'm sorry. What are we talking about? President?
I give up. What are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about Jimmy Carter.
Right. Had a little quiz here. Have a quiz.
Yeah, what's that?
Yes, well, what are we talking about? That was the quiz.
Oh.
Am I a sucker?
No. Hey, are y'all going to quit at 3 o'clock?
Am I a sucker?
Are you going to quit at 3 o'clock?
Am I a sucker?
Are you a sucker?
Yes.
I don't guess so.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I just want to say one thing about Jimmy Carter.
What?
And I'm not going to say if I voted for him or not, but I can, tell everybody my feelings on it. Anybody that campaigned as long as he did and worked as hard as he did deserves the job he's got.
He did work hard.
Yeah, I feel he does, and feel he did before he ever got the job.
Hey, and they really went about it right.
And, he did a lot of moving around, talked to a lot of people. And, there's one thing I noticed, like on last night on TV, he's on the news. And you ever notice the way he sits around, everybody else wears shirts and ties, white shirt and tie and suit. And he just sits around in just regular old street clothes.
Yeah.
He didn't have nothing fancy on.
Yeah, that's nice. Kind of nice.
He really seems like he's down to earth.
Hey, did you see his book, Why Not the Best?
No, I don't read
it. You'll never believe.
What
it's you ought to read it. It's neat. He's talking about when he made the decision to become president. He
right.
said he had just come back from meeting in Washington, and he met Richard Nixon and Hubert Humphrey and some of the other people who were high in the political system in this country, and presidential aspirants and presidents and stuff. And so he came back, and he was playing a tennis match with his cousin. And so this was while he was still in the governor's mansion in Georgia. So they came back into his office, and he was sitting there in his sneakers and his blue jeans, and he put his feet up on his desk, and he says to his cousin, I don't know what his cousin's name was, but he says, these guys in Washington are just like you and me. They're just plain people.
Yeah.
And that's when he decided to become president, because he knew then that he was qualified.
Yeah, it's got to be plain. I wish everybody think like they were just plain people. Be a better place to live. Everybody thinks they got to impress somebody else. Or
right. Well, maybe that'll be the big contribution of the Carter administration.
Yeah, just be plain person and nobody special.
Well, I hope so. I hope it all works out.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in this morning. Well, that's going to do it for the Wacky Talk Show. It has been exciting. I've been called a terrible name. You should have. I wish I could have let that go out on the air. It was a good name. And I really, I'm sorry I had to censor that, but you know how things are? You know, we got these repressive laws that we can't let words like that go out on the air. Now, I personally enjoy speaking and hearing words in that manner, you know, because I'm a degenerate. Now, that's essentially what the guy called me. No, I'm just kidding. But it has been exciting. 3:06 on the Wacky Talk Show. And I'd like to remind you, this afternoon on Wacky, there's going to be featured a new album that could be the Beatles under an assumed name. We're going to put together facts on the situation and present the findings this afternoon on the Bob Moody Show. It's 3:06. That's the Wacky Talk Show. Good morning. WAKY, music by Jackson Brown. It's 3:14, Sight is for Life. Protect your own. Send a contribution to your Kentucky Society for Prevention of Blindness today. If you're drowning in debt, call Accept at 583-6704. It's a free community service that will assist you and your creditors in getting your head above water again. Wacky welcomes Jethro Tull, a Bamboo production, to Louisville Gardens, March 16th. Wacky, Kentucky, on a weather clearing and cool tonight, low 42, mostly sunny, warmer today, a high of 69. It's 44 from WAKY. Wacky welcomes Jethro Tull. I already read that one. Now let me read this other one. I already told you about Jethro Tull. Now, I've got to tell you that Wacky and Intim bring the Electric Light Orchestra to Lexington's Rep Arena with the Ultimate Laser Light Show and Elliot Murphy. That's Saturday, March 26th. And this afternoon on Wacky, possibility that the Beatles could be out under an assumed names, and we're going to present the findings of the Bob Moody program. That's this afternoon on Wacky.
Wacky!
Personally, I've never wanted a boogeyman. But if I wanted one, certainly wouldn't call on Casey and the Sunshine Band. Maybe Farrah Fawcett Majors. 3:26, just for the fun of it, see Farmington Historic Mansion designed by Thomas Jefferson. For more fun ideas, go to the Visitors Information Center at 5th and Walnut. If you're trying to cope with an alcoholic problem, let the Alcohol Information Center help. Call them at 245-4134. West Enders of Louisville, if you're seeking a job, you can do it closer to home. Visit the new West End branch of the State Employment Service, 1809 South 34th Street. Wacky, Kentucky, on a weather clearing, cool tonight, low 42, mostly sunny, warmer today, high of 69. It is 44 now from WAKY. WAKY, 3:42, microphone. Wacky and Intim bring the Electric Light Orchestra to Lexington, March 26th. It's going to be an exciting concert. Now I've got to tell you about Boston. Wacky and Intim. Wait a minute. I'll tell you about Boston later. Okay. Bob Begaris and Wacky bring you Boston in concert Monday, March 28th at Freedom Hall with special guest star Manfred Mann. 3:49, WAKY, Mike Griffin playing all the best music in Kentuckiana. Wacky requested for Butrel, J-Town, PRP, and New Albany. Griff Richards and the Devil. Your attention, please. Your attention, please. Wacky has found a new album by a mystery group. It contains clues that could mean it's the Beatles together again. Through Wacky's special program, are the Beatles back tomorrow afternoon? I repeat, some or all of the Beatles back under another name? Find out this afternoon on WAKY, the new album that may have the answers.
Wacky.
WAKY, 405, Mike Griffin reminding you the Beatles may be back together again under another name. And Wacky may have the answer this afternoon on the Bob Moody program. We've got a bunch of facts. We put them all together. I'm going to present it to you this afternoon. WAKY, 412, 12 minutes after 4 o'clock. Mike Griffin, good morning, everybody. And again, I've got to tell you, Wacky has a new album by a mystery group that contains clues that could mean it's the Beatles back in action together again. Here, Wacky's special program, Are the Beatles Back? This afternoon on the Bob Moody Show. WAKY, 426, Mike Griffin playing all the best music in Kentuckiana. Music by the Casinos. Tom Dooley, remember Tom Dooley? He's in there, too. Casinos from WAKY, then you can tell me goodbye. 429 WAKY, Mike Griffin. If you're bored with doing the same old things, and by George, explore Louisville for the fun of it. Start with the Louisville Visitor's Guide free at the Visitor's Information Center, 5th and Walnut. Now get ready for this exciting suggestion. Climb aboard an old-time steam locomotive and even ring the bell at the Kentucky Railway Museum. Interesting way to spend an afternoon. For more exciting things to do, check the Visitor's Information Center uptown at 5th and Walnut. The Housing Opportunity Center can eliminate home buying confusion. For 5 years, their home ownership counselors have given valuable free information and leads to available homes. Call 582-3815 for free home buying help. Bob Vigaris and WAKY bring you Boston in concert Monday, March 28th at Freedom Hall with special guest Manfred Mann. Wacky Kentuckiana weather, clear and cold this morning, low 42, mostly sunny, warmer today, high 69. It's currently 44 from WAKY. WAKY, 433. First cut is the deepest, Rodney Stewart. First cut is the deepest from WAKY, 436. 24 minutes away from 5 o'clock. Gonna take you back to 1965. Little Dickie Lee. Dickie Lee has made...
things happen in this world.
Millions of dollars with tear-jerking songs like that. The story of Patches, the story of Laurie. And that makes me want to cry. Because I could tell you some sad, sad stories about my little dog. Wow, he's walking across the street, got run over by a car, just died right there. And the next night, we saw his ghost. 4:42, 18 away from 5 o'clock, Mike Griffin. Where you can help restore eyesight to the blind. For information, contact the Lions Club of Louisville. If you're a compulsive gambler, Gamblers Anonymous can help you. Just give them a call at 587-6866. Wacky Kentucky on a weather clearing and cool this morning, low 42, mostly sunny, warmer today, a high of 69. 44 degrees now from WAKY.
We've already said.
WAKY, 447. Good morning, everybody. Wacky welcomes Jethro Tull, a bamboo production to Louisville Gardens, March 16th. Be there or be square. Alice Cooper said it. It must be all right to say. Alice Cooper said it. He was coming to town. He said, be there or be square. Wacky and Infam bring the Electric Light Orchestra to Lexington's Rep Arena with the Ultimate Laser Light Show and Elliot Murphy Saturday, March 26th. And the ultimate question remains, what happened to the Beatles? Well, they could be back together again in a special mystery group. And Wacky will have all the exciting, mysterious information this afternoon on the Bob Moody program. 505 from WAKY, music by Joe Cocker. And I think the Beatles had a little to do with discovering him. 5 minutes after 5 o'clock, Wacky has discovered a new album. That could be the Beatles under an assumed name. We're putting all the facts together, and we're going to present our findings this afternoon on the Bob Moody program. So be here. Oh, that's Elvis Presley. But you probably knew that. But I have to identify the artist for the slower members of the audience. It's 5:11 at WAKY. Wacky welcomes Jethro Tull, a bamboo production to Louisville Gardens, March 16th. Wacky Kentucky on a weather clearing and cold today. Make that to this morning. Low this morning, 42 degrees. We're down below that already. Mostly sunny, warmer today, of high of 69. It's 39 now from WAKY. 518 WAKY. Good morning, everybody. 39 degrees. We're headed for a high today of 69. It's going to be a good day today.
Wacky. WAKY.
Wacky and Intim bring the Electric Light Orchestra to Lexington March 26th. Has found a new mystery group that contains clues that could mean the Beatles are together again. Your Wacky special program, are the Beatles back this afternoon on the Super 79. 5:35. Mike Griffin, going to be a good day today. A high of 74 degrees. It's 39 at the Wacky. WAKY, 5:39. Del Shannon on Wacky.
Wacky.
5:49 from WAKY with Mike Griffin. Stevie Wonders, isn't she lovely? Wacky and Bamboo bring Boston and Manfred Mann to town. It's going to be March 28th. It's going to be a great concert. Zombies from 1964. She's not there.
Wacky.
Good morning, everybody. 6:05, 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Mike Griffin for Bill Bailey. Bill Bailey is somewhere, hopefully in Kentucky, and hopefully on his way into work this morning. The big question is, are the Beatles back together and under another name? Wacky may have the answer for you this afternoon on the Bob Moody program. So be here this afternoon.
People see the blue sticker.
Wacky Kentucky on a weather warmer today, high of 74 degrees, low to 955. It's 39 now from WAKY.
You're a rich girl.